We'll begin from Precious. To just state the obvious, I'm light years away from being able to give shiurim on Mor Einayim. We're trying to learn it together a little bit. Precious. But Oraisa Shenikra Reishis Darko Baruch Kutshevuchu Alma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world through the Torah, the instrument for Briyas HaOlam is the Torah. We'll come back later, Blinad, I don't think today, to the significance of Nikra Reishis Darko. I mean, just simply that it's the source, it's the beginning, as it were, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's path in the Briya. Nimtza kol dover nivra al yedei HaTorah. V'koach ha-po'el ba-nifal. The life force of the actor, the agent of creation, is present in that which was created. Imken, b'chol dovu b'chol olamos koach haTorah. Everything that exists exists because of the life force of Torah. V'chein ha'adam, and that includes Adam as well. Duchsiv zos ha'Torah, Adam. That the Torah is again that which animates Adam. Ka'ashe yizba'en. V'hatorah v'kudshe v'ichu chad. Nimtza v'chol dovar v'chiyos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ata m'chaye eskuma. Everything that exists is distinct from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person thinks that everything that exists is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he's a pantheist, which is kfir. Well, that's not. Everything that exists is distinct from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but its chiyus, but its existence, is drawn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'ato mechaye es kulam. Nefesh HaChaim comments on this phrase also in a similar context. Ba'atom Chaya Eskulam. I think someone once commented that when you see how the Sfarim call our attention to what an important, profound Yesod is encapsulated in that phrase, you understand the Dine Kedima, if a person is late and has to catch up with the Tzibor. So you say in Vayivayor David, you say until Va'atom Achayes Kulam Mitzvah Hashem Amachon Shtachlim. You say through that pasuk, and then you fast forward if need be to the Yishdabach. V'tzimtzem kaviyochol ad madregos hatachtonos. So what tzimtzum means is also light years beyond our having any comprehension, but it's important to understand what it doesn't mean. It's okay not to understand what everything means, but it's more important to understand what things don't mean. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't change. There's no, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the same after Bir Solom, as he was before Bias Olam. Atahu Atshalo Niva Olam, Atahu Misha Niva Olam. The same Atah. That's what those lines in Tefillah mean. Atu Atshalo Niva Olam, Atu Misha Niva Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't change. Whatever this process of Tzimtzum is that the Svarim talk about, again, literally it means contraction. It doesn't mean any change in HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Atu Atshalo Niva Olam, Atu Misha Niva Olam. Somehow or other, it refers to giving, in quotation marks, space, but space in a non-physical sense, in a spiritual sense, space for the Bria to exist. With Tzimtzum Kaviyochel Ad Madregos HaTachtonos, that the chiyus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only is that chiyus responsible for the highest levels of malachim, very, very spiritual, rarefied spiritual levels of existence, but all the way down into the physical world where we live, where we exist. That V'atum L'chayes Kulam is responsible, again, not with the same degree of directness, but is responsible for everything. V'tziyim kaviyochel ad madregos ha-tachtonos, v'husam chelek eloka mima'al toch cheshkas ha-chomer. And again, this even in the darkness of matter, even there, the chiyus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides, which allows for the Bria, is present. Again, what Chelek Eloka Mimal means. So it's hard to understand. It doesn't mean that it's a little piece of Hashem. There's no such thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not physical. There are no little pieces of Hashem. It means the source of our existence, which is from Hashem. Kichol ikar kavonu hu sheyis'alu madregos hatachtonos l'mayla. V'lios yisron ha'or min ha'choshach. So the Mo'ay Naim is again, without being misyaches to what he's quoting from others, we'll just consistently just refer to the Mo'ay Naim. Again, I'm using one. There are various editions which have notes, which provide sources. The Mo'ay Naim is touching the pasuk Yisron Ha'or Min HaChoshech. It doesn't just mean that the light is superior to Choshech, but it rather means when the light emerges from the Choshech. So that's something which is, again, even greater than when the light doesn't emerge from Choshech. When you sort of think of it, you know, if you take a physical metaphor. So if you light a match right now in this room, okay, it won't be too discernible. But if you go into a room which is pitch black, you know, if it will be midnight and you have the shades drawn so you don't even have any moonlight or starlight coming into the room, or you'll go in the hallway with no windows, and it's pitch black, and then you'll light a match there. So it's the same match, but how can you compare sort of the effect of the light when you light it in the pitch black hallway at midnight, as opposed to if you light it here in the middle of the day? So Yisro No'or Min HaChoshech. What I don't know what that sort of means on our level. I don't know what any of this means on, you know, on the Hecher Madregas, is that for whatever reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, that we're supposed to be Oved Hashem in this physical world, which is so far removed from the highest spiritual realms. But we should recognize that even though, on the one hand, the fact that this world is so physical and we're so physical, because we belong to this world, Afopichain, that only highlights the Avodas Hashem that happens. It doesn't demean the Avodas Hashem that happens. It highlights the Avodas Hashem and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. He didn't want us to light a match in midday when there's a brilliant sun. He wanted us to light a match when it's midnight and pitch black. Ki Yisram Ha'ur Min HaChoshech. Again, when the Ur is drawn from the Choshech. V'hu Inyan Yeridas Yosef L'Mitzrayim Madregos HaTachtonos Meitzar Yom. This idea of drawing or providing Ur amidst Choshech, and that's sort of the ultimate achievement in illumination, that it's a Yisron when the Or is drawn from, is generated in the Choshech, that's what, again, on a mystical level, the significance of Yosef. What was Yosef HaTzadik doing in Mitzrayim, a Mokom Tuma? So Mitzrayim is broken down into two words, Meitzar Yom. So Meitzar is like a Gvul, a boundary. And Yam, the commentaries explain, mean Yam HaChochma, that it was, as it were, that there was a barrier that had been erected in Mitzrayim, impeding access to genuine Chochmah. Sha'al yedei zeh yitosaf ta'anug, kiduchsiv yisron ha'or, sheyesh yisron ta'anug keshehu ala min achoshach. That's what we were just discussing, that the Or is greater, is more significant, when the Or is something which is elevated min hachoshach. L'chach nikra Yosef min loshon tosofos. So what does that mean? The Mo'einayim is suggesting that. And so the pasuk says explicitly, right? Rachel Aminu says why she gives the name Yosef, right? Yosef Hashem Li Ben Acher. So either the Mo'einayim means that, you know, she reveals the nigla intent of the name. But there's a nistar intent in the name as well. Or, these are not really totally distinct. It's not really one and two. It's that they're really interconnected. Well, Rachel's tefillah is, Yosef Hashem li ben acher, it's not stum that the tefillah is that the name has nothing to do with him. You know, you should, hopefully you're not going to be my only son. So it's sort of a funny, what's the name got to do with him? No, that you should be the tzimnor for Hosafa. You should be the tzimnor for Hosafa. You know, so it'll be in that you'll be the tzimnor that you'll have an ach meha'im as well, and it's that same yisod of Hosafa for the yisron ha'or min achoshach. And in that sense, it's not that the Mu'ori Naim is saying a totally independent additional reason for the name, which there wouldn't be anything problematic with that per se, l'chora, but no, he's saying that's the amkos of what Rachel Imenu said. No, this baby, it should be, he should have the koach to... For Hosafa within the world, so that should mean, again, sort of most immediately, most visibly, most tangibly, Binyamin, but in a deeper sense, this Yisron Ha'orim min
Hafoshach.
I'm not sure
if the match, like we as physical human beings, see that. Or as greater because it's surrounded by Choshech. But if we were only created as human beings to do Avodas Hashem here and to increase that or because it's amongst Choshech, but it's only us that's perceiving that light as greater, meaning God's Baruch Hu knows that the light is the same whether it's there's light surrounded by it, whether it's darkness surrounded by it. So I mean, why it seems like it's sort of circular in a way that if we were only created to increase that light, but we're the only ones that perceive that light as greater as well.
No, we're not. But we're not v'chila orehu tzarech, as the Gemara says in Shabbos. We're not looking to. We're not providing the illumination of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The point is that why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, we don't know why He created the world. We don't know why He created the world. Why does a perfect being? Why does a perfect being create a world? We don't know why He created the world. No one can know. It's not even the highest level of malachim can know. Why is there a world? We can't know. Within the world, whatever we discuss is within the world, taking the Brias HaOlam as a given, so then sort of how does it function? You know, what's supposed to happen? You know, like it's not a kasha to say, I don't know, let's say you have, I don't know, someone, he's a personal trainer, he's a gym teacher, right? So he's an unbelievable shape. He can do 100 pull-ups and 100 push-ups and whatever other ups there are, and without breaking a sweat. And he designs, you know, the program for his clients that is significant for them. So it's not to benefit him. It's not when the personal trainer tells you that you should do 10 pull-ups. So what does he gain? He can do 100 pull-ups. What does he gain with you doing 10 pull-ups? Because you're not doing it for him. He's designing a program for you. So it's not measured by what the revolution needs. It doesn't need anything. So it's not measured by him. Okay, so maybe we'll stop here for today. Tomorrow we'll begin with the Vezer V'ya Yaakov Ke'yesh Sheva. Okay.
Is that why it says in the pasuk that Yaakov is Ish, but Yosef is Bahama? Can they be Esav? Because Yosef is Shaykh to the name of Riboy Or.
Right. That's very nice. Beautiful.